find their way at the sound of your great name. All condemned feel no shame at the sound of your great name.
Yeah. Jesus, we worship you today, God. Oh, my Jesus, we give you glory. We give you honor, God. We give you praise, God. We lift up your holy name today, God. You are God, and beside you there is no other God. You are the mighty God. You are the glorious God. You are the God that never fails. You are the God of our salvation. And God, we love you on today. We worship you. We thank you, God, for a brand new day that you've allowed us to live through, God. Another day that you have given us, that you saw fit to allow us to be in, God. God, you must have entrusted us enough to go through this day to fulfill what you have called us to do, God. And God, we thank you for trusting us. God, we thank you for putting those things upon us. God, we thank you for releasing things into our life, God, that is going to fulfill the calling and the destiny and the purposes that you have for each person that is on this call, God. God, we thank you today, God, that you have never left us, that you've never forsaken us, God. God, we thank you that you never walked away from us, God. God, we thank you that you've always been there, God. We thank you that you are the magnificent and holy and righteous God. God, we thank you, God, that you have been there for us, that you pushed us. Oh, God, you pushed us when we shouldn't have been pushed. You believed in us when we shouldn't have been believed in. You trusted us even when we shouldn't have been trusted, God. But, God, you saw fit for us to have a relationship with you. Oh, my God, I hope y'all hear this, that to have a relationship with you, God, that we should have never had. But, God, you saw fit to come and to give us life and to give it to us more abundantly. God, you saw fit for us to have a relationship with you to fulfill what you call us to do, God. And God, we have no option but to lift up your name. We have no option but to give you praise. We have no option but to glorify you, God. We have no option but to love you on today, God. And so, God, today I ask you, God, that you move by your Spirit. God, I ask you that you release what you need to release today. God, that you will fulfill what you have called me to do on this call on tonight, Father. Release that thing into our life, God. Release the thing, God, that you have for us on March 2018. God, release that thing, God, that's going to cause us to get into our destinies and into our purposes and our callings and in the things that you have called us into, God. Release us this day, March the 6th, 2018, to fulfill everything that you've said. God, we must fulfill it. We have to fulfill it. We must do this thing, God. And so, God, I thank you again, God, that you have released something in the atmosphere. My Jesus, I hear this, that you have released something into the atmosphere, that you have released something into your people. You have released greatness into your people. You have released purpose and destiny and calling into your people, God. And Lord, we thank you, Jesus, that this day that you said we must fulfill what you have called us to do. We must accomplish what you've called us to do. We must do those things that you have put into our spirit to do, in our minds to do, in our hearts to do, God. God, we thank you for what you've done. We thank you, God, for how you've done. We thank you, God, for trusting us again to fulfill the calling that you have for us today, God. And Lord, we thank you and we praise you. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen, amen. Amen. Can y'all just go ahead and give God a hand praise right where you are right now, in your homes, in your car, wherever that you're listening. Can we just begin just to give God a hand praise right now? Maybe you're just sitting in your living room and it may seem kind of crazy, but just begin to clap your hands for God. Begin to just to thank God for what he's done. Begin to worship God and begin to adore God for what he's done in your life. Yes, it may have been hard. It may have been difficult, but you're still here. It may have been a time where you didn't know that you were going to make it, but you're still here. Begin to give God praise right now with your hands. Begin to give him glory right now with your hands. all across America, that we are coming together and we're giving God glory together. So go and just wonder, just for about 5 more seconds, 10 more seconds, just clap your hands where you are right now, just giving God the glory, thanking Him for what He's done in your life, thanking Him for what He's going to do, thanking Him for what He's about to do, thanking Him for what He promised that He would do. Oh, God, I hear that. Thanking Him for what He's placed in you. Oh, Jesus. So, God, we thank You today. We worship You today for all things. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, amen. It is so great to have everyone on tonight. This is Apostle Marvin Prevost in West Virginia with Extreme Ministries International Fellowship and this prophetic release conference call. We are on here every first Tuesday night of the month at 9 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time. And so we invite you to be on every first Tuesday of the month. And I'm just so thankful for Pastor Eve for giving us this opportunity to be able to minister to the nation, for giving us this opportunity to be able to share what the Word of God says and to share this prophetic release and this apostolic release that God has mandated and put into my life to share to His people. And so, again, I just thank you for joining us, for being on tonight. And, again, I invite you every first Tuesday of the month to be on. Also, to go into a short thing before we get into the topic on tonight and what I feel like the Lord is saying to release. For every leader on this call, every Monday night from 9:30 p.m. to 10:15 p.m. Eastern time, we have a prophetic call. We have a prayer call for leadership. The Lord told us 6 years ago to begin having this call. So every Monday night from 9:30 p.m. to 10:15 p.m., we have a prayer and prophetic call for ministry leaders. So if you're in leadership, whatever capacity that you're in your local church or in the body of Christ, we invite you to come on. Each and every one of you, you pour out, you give out, you pray, intercede, lay hands, you preach, teach, prophesy, you go visit. You just could do so many things for the body of Christ. And the Lord has led my wife and I to pour back into each and every one of you every Monday night from 9:30 to 10:15 p.m. Eastern time. That'll be 6:30 to 7:15 p.m. Pacific time, your time, whatever time that you're in. So we invite you to be on any of those calls every Monday night. Amen. And there's other things I want to go into a little bit later on the call, but that's one of the big things for our leadership. God has given us a heart for leaders. So if you're an apostle, prophet, bishop, pastor, evangelist, if you work in a fivefold, if you have a gift in the ministry, if you have the gift of helps, if you have the gift of discernment, the prophetic, whatever that God has given you, be on that call. Tell others about it. And I'll give you that number really quick. If you have a pen, go ahead and write this number down. It is 218-339-8918, 218-339-8918. And then the access code is 304-573-0339, 304-573-0339. And then you hit the pound sign. It'll get you in on the call. If you miss that, we'll repeat that at the very end of the call. Amen. So I want to go into Acts, amen, chapter 9. Amen. And God has really given me that word, release. And probably just about on every call in the last few months, God has really put that word into me, that word release, that God has released something out into the atmosphere. He has released something for His people. He has released something for His leadership that we must be able to grab a hold to and use it and operate in that gift. We have to be able to operate in that anointing that God has given to us. And God has released something even more out into the atmosphere. He has released something more into the body of Christ. Because He is taking us to the next level of ministry. He has taken your ministry to the next level. He's taking your thing that God has destined for you to do, and he has taken it to the next level in 2018. Now, in this, remember that as God has released something into your life, the enemy is also going to try to come in and release something into your life as well. So we have to be able to discern, have that gift of discernment to know the things that has been released into our life. Is it God that has released it, or has the enemy tried to send a counterfeit release, oh God, to try to block and to stop what God has trying to been doing or releasing into your life? So I urge you now, I speak into your life now that if you don't have that gift of discernment, we need to ask God to give us that gift of discernment so we know good from evil, so that we know when God is speaking something and when the enemy tries to speak something and he tries to change it and shift it just a little bit to make it sound good, but it's not always God. And see, sometimes just because it sounds like a good thing doesn't mean it's a God thing. It doesn't mean that it's God that's actually telling you or speaking into your life to do something. But see, God is wanting to release something into your life, that next level of ministry, that next level of anointing, that next level of grace or mercy, that next level of the prophetic, the next level of the apostolic, that next level of discernment, that next level of the gift of health, that next level of the bishop or the apostle or the pastor, the teacher or the evangelist, that next level of dreams. He wants to release that next level of vision into your life, so that the kingdom of God can be elevated, that the kingdom of God can be enhanced, and that in turn will bring more people into the body. It will bring unbelievers into the body. Plus, it will cause the church to mature. Oh, God. It will cause the church to mature in our understanding and in our relationship with him, but also to mature in a ministry. See. And the reason that there is that release in the church is because, see, sometimes we act, oh, God. See, sometimes God says to act like a child, but sometimes we act childish. And so God, what he has to do is that he has to begin to release things into our life so we no longer act like a child, but we become mature in our faith. We can become mature in our thinking. We become mature in our walk with him so that we can bring someone else in and teach them. So what God is doing is that he is doing a release into the body of Christ. He's doing a release into the church. He's doing a release into your life to take you to the next level. Can someone say, take me to the next level? See, God wants to take you to the next level in your ministry that he's placed in you. He wants to take you to the next level of your effectiveness. He wants to take you to the next level of your discernment. He wants to take you to the next level of your witnessing. He wants to take you to the next level so that changes can be done in the people, so that spirits can be broken in people, so that generational curses can be broken in people, so that people can be taken to the next level in him. But if we look at Acts chapter 9, and we know this story, I mean, chapter 9 in Acts, and it's talking about Paul's conversion and actually what happened during Paul's conversion. See, God had released something into Saul in order to convert him over to Paul. But this says in verse 9, and Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slander against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogue, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly, I love that word, that's my word, suddenly, there shined around him a light from heaven. And he fell to the ground, or to the earth, and heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And he said, who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he trembled and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, arise and get thee into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no man. But they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And he was 3 days without sight, and neither did he eat nor drink. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias, and to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias, and he said, behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said to him, arise and go into the street, which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prayeth, and hath seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him that he might receive his sight. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he has done to the saints at Jerusalem. And here he hath authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on thy name. But the Lord said to him, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him great signs he must suffer for my name's sake. So we see here that we had a man named Saul, and we know this, that he persecuted the church. He persecuted the body of Christ. And he said that if he saw anyone that would worship God, that would worship him, that he would have them bound up and be thrown into prison, be killed, or whatever that thing may be. But his thing was that he wanted to kill all the Christians. He wanted to stop what God was wanting to do in the earth. And so he decided that he was going to do something that he thought was right at the time. He thought it was right to kill them and to stop them from doing what God had called them to do. But what God had to do is that he had to come in and he had to speak to Saul, which I thought what was so interesting is that Saul said, yes, Lord, even though he didn't know it was the Lord. I just thought that was interesting that he said in verse 5 that he said, who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus. So he even knew before he saw Jesus that God was there with him. And I thought that was so interesting because he said, who art thou, Lord? Who art thou? But then he said, who art thou, Lord? And then Jesus had to say, this is who I am. But Jesus began to speak to him and to tell him and to tell him his vision and to tell him his destiny and his purpose for the kingdom of God. He had to change the inward man of Saul and change him into Paul. He had to release something into Saul to change him, the worst man that probably people at the time thought he was. And even Ananias said, well, this is a man that was evil. He's trying to kill everybody. He's trying to stop what God is trying to do. Now you want me to go in and lay hands on this man so that his sight can be restored? How crazy is that, God? Why would you send me to restore sight to someone and pray over someone who is trying to kill everything about you, who is trying to stop everything about you? I just don't get that, God. But see, sometimes God will do that to us. He will tell us to do things that may seem kind of crazy, may seem kind of off, that you're like, well, I don't know if this is God or not. But if you don't have that discernment, if you can't tell the difference between God's voice and the enemy trying to speak deceit and trying to tell us things that are not of God, then we will not be able to fulfill what God has called us to do. The scripture says that my sheep will know my voice, and another they won't follow. Do you know the voice of God? Do you know his voice when he speaks to you? Do you know his voice? Even if the enemy comes in and he changes one word of the scripture, do you know if it's the enemy speaking, or do we just think it's God? See, we have to be able to discern, and I keep on going back to this, but we have to be able to discern the voice of God. We have to know what he's saying to us in order for us to him to release something to us. We must have to know what he's releasing. We must have to know what he's doing in our life. We have to know and allow him to speak to us and to tell us what he's saying about us. God. And so that's why God is saying that I want to release this thing into your life. There is a release that God is about to do in your life, just like he did with Saul. But what the interesting thing was that when God released something into Saul's life, he changed his name to Paul. And I believe that when God begins to release things into your life, it changes, it shifts you, it even changes your name, even in the kingdom of God. It changes your anointing. It changes the glory that God has already placed in you. And God wants to take us to another level. He wants to release that thing into our life. He wants to do something in us now that is going to bring glory to his kingdom. But can we hear the voice of God? Do we know the voice of God? Do we have the discernment to be able to tell when it's God or if it's just somebody speaking good things into our ear? See, we have to be able to discern that, know that. Can you know that? Do you know that? When God speaks to me, when God speaks to you, can we discern the voice of God? Can we understand the voice of God? Have we spent enough time with God to be able to discern his voice? Oh, God. See, I've spent enough time with my wife so that if there's a crowd of people, if she barely whispers something, I can tell that it's my wife in the crowd. If God barely speaks something to you in a crowd, can you tell the difference if it's God or if it's someone else speaking in the crowd? Can you tell when God is speaking to us? Can you tell when God is speaking to you to know the difference? Have that discernment to know this is God that is speaking to me. Even though it may sound crazy, even though it might sound weird, it may even be different than what you've ever experienced before. But just like Saul, he never experienced Jesus before, but when Jesus said his name, he said, "Here am I, Lord." He said, "Who are you, Lord?" He recognized it was the Lord. He knew it was. And so God is saying that at this time, he's about to release something into your life. So see, I love definitions, and so I want to share what the definition of release means. Release means to remove you from a fixed position. To remove you from a fixed position. And many of us in the body of Christ were in a fixed position. There's only one way that we can worship. There's only one way that we can praise. But the atmosphere has to be right. The praise team has to sing the right psalm. The preacher has to give the right hum. The choir has to sing the right melody in order for us to get into a new and to get into that place. Sometimes we're in such a fixed position that we can't hear God when he speaks something different. We come into such a fixed position that when God begins to release something, we can't move to that place because we have been fixed in a specific position for years and for years and for years. You say, this is the way we do it. This is how we've always done it. This is how mom and dad done it. That's how my grandmother did it. Well, that's how my church always did it. Well, that's how so-and-so did it. Well, that's how I was brought up. Well, that's how it's always been. When God is saying, I want to release something new into your life, I want to release another level into your life, we must be removed from our fixed position. I want you to ask yourself, am I in a fixed position? That if God begins to speak to me, even though it's different from what I've ever heard before, can I be removed from my fixed position, oh God, and move into a new place that God has for me to be in? Oh, Jesus. See, sometimes we become so fixed in a place that we become complacent. We become so fixed in an area that we can't move. We become so fixed in a situation that when God begins to move and to breathe and to do something new and different, then we begin to say, this is not God. I want you to ask yourself, have I been removed from a fixed position? Have I settled, have I settled myself in a fixed position? Am I just here because this is what my Oh God, I gotta say this. Am I here just because my ordination was came through here? Am I here just because my organization believes this? Do I believe this just because this is what my organization has always taught? Do you move only in the spirit because your organization says to move? Do you only move just when the preaching gets good or when he begins to elevate his voice? Are you in a fixed position? And see, in some things, it's good to be in a fixed position. In your faith, you got to be strong. In your walk, you got to be strong. But see, in a fixed position, we can become religious in a fixed position. We can become very religious and stay in an area and stay in a thing for so long that we become bound to that thing. We've been in a fixed position so long that we're bound to it. We're bound to that thing, and we can't even get out of it, and we can't even recognize that we're bound in something. Now, you see, sometimes even in poverty, we are in poverty for so long that when God wants to begin to move and to give to us more and begin to bless us, we don't believe that God can bless us because we've been in a fixed position of poverty for so long. And when people try to give us something, we reject it. When people try to bless us with something, we say, I'm not worthy. When people try to bless us with something, we say, well, I don't want that. Because we've been in a fixed position mentally and also financially. We've been in poverty so long, that's all that we know. We're in a fixed position. But God says, I want to give you life and give it to you more abundantly. So that means you got to get out of your fixed position. If God wants to give you life and to give it to you more abundantly, that means that we have to get out of our fixed position. So the word release means to remove yourself from that fixed position that you've been in for the last 10 years, to remove yourself from that fixed position that you've been in for the last 15 years, to remove yourself from the mindset. Oh God, to remove yourself from the mindset of when you first got saved, because see, you should have matured, you should have grown. If you're still focusing on the baby thing, then you are still in a fixed position. If all you can focus on is what you were taught at an early age and not things that God has added to your faith, then you're in a fixed position. Excuse me. If you have only given a certain amount of money all the time, you're in a fixed position. If you still give a $2 offering like you did back in 1982, you're in a fixed position. See, God says, I want to give it to you more. But see, sometimes God requires you to give more. He requires you to do different. He requires you to get to the next level. But if you cannot get out of your fixed position, then God cannot release this next level of anointing into your life, because you will reject it. You will say, this is not God. You will say, well, God just moved this way. You will say, well, God's never done it that way. This can't be God. See, some of us, he wants you to get the gifts of the Spirit. See, some of us, God wants you to begin to speak in an unknown tongue. See, some of us, God wants you to have interpretation of tongues. See, some of us, God wants you to walk in discernment. See, some of us, God wants to give us that prophetic anointing. But we've been in a fixed position so long, we've even been in organizations so long that when God begins to speak, we can say, well, my organization doesn't believe that. And so we refuse the release that God is about to do. Since, yes, it's good that you have your foundation, and I'm not talking against organizations. I'm not, because I believe in them. I believe it's necessary just for order. But when we are fixed in an organization and God is trying to speak to us, God is trying to speak to you. Ladies, oh, Jesus, if you know that you have been called to preach, but you're in an organization who does not believe in women preachers, it's time to reevaluate some things. It's time to say, God, are you releasing me into this type of ministry? Are you releasing me into this new level of ministry? But my organization doesn't believe in it. The people around me doesn't believe in it. See, and that's a sure sign that God is elevating you when the people around you don't believe it. That's a sure, I'm going to say that again. It's a sure sign that God is going to begin to elevate you, take you to another level, release something into your life when everybody else doesn't believe it around you. God will say that God has called you to be a pastor. And we sit here and we say, well, everyone's like, well, you're not ready for that. Oh, you, God didn't call you to do that. God didn't say that. You better make sure God said that. You better make sure you get some confirmations on this thing. And so what happens is that we get into a fixed position, and everybody around us is in a fixed position. And God can move to the next level if you stay in your fixed position. I want y'all to say out loud, I got to get out of my fixed position. Say out loud, I have to get out of my fixed position. Say it out loud, I have to get out of my fixed position. I have to get out of my fixed mind. Oh, God. I have to get out of my fixed position mentality. I have to get out of my fixed position thought process. I have to get out of my fixed position walk. Oh, God. I have to get out of my fixed position talk. I have to get out of my fixed position thought process. See, some of us pray the same we did 20 years ago. You pray for 2 minutes. God's like, I need you to be elevated. Some of us, we refuse to fast, but God's saying, it's time for you to fast. Some of us, God is saying, I need you to go on a 21-day fast and 30-day fast. And some of us are like, I've never done that, God. I can't do that. Get out of your fixed position. Get out of the mentality of thinking that you can't do something when God is saying that you can do this thing. Can you say out loud, I can do this thing because God has released this into my life. So God is saying, remove yourself from that fixed position. I'm saying this a few times, but I hear this in my spirit, that some of us on this call, we have been in a fixed position for so long that we don't even realize that we're in that fixed position. We have been in a fixed position for so long in this spirit realm that even when God tries to speak, we reject it. Because we've never experienced it before. Because we've never been a part of it before. Because we've never experienced that thing in the supernatural. We never experienced that thing in the spirit realm. But God is saying, remove yourself from your fixed position. Yes, you look pretty, but you're dead. Oh, God. See, if you stay in the fixed position too long, you will die. See, as kids, what happens? We grow up, we mature, we become older, we become adults. But even when you become an adult, you don't stop there. You become old, you go into your 30s, your 40s, your 50s, your 60s, your 70s, 80s, you become older. You're constantly maturing, constantly growing. You can't stay a 20-year-old all your life. You can't stay a 5-year-old all of your life. Maybe, yes, you want to stay a 5-year-old because there's no responsibilities. You want to stay a 5-year-old because you don't have to do anything. You want to stay a 5-year-old because everybody else takes care of you. But God is saying, I need you to get out of that fixed position. You're dying, Jesus. Some of us are dying in our fixed positions. And we're, oh, God, I just got to hear what I got to say what I hear. Some of us are so stubborn that all we can do is just stay where we are. We cannot grow. We cannot mature. We cannot get to the next level and not allow God to release that thing into our life. Release means allowing something else to move or function. A release means allowing something else to move or function. So when you release, when God releases something, it is either changing or enhancing what you currently have. It's either changing or enhancing what you currently have. And so so that word release means allowing something else to move or function. God wants something else to move in your life. He wants something else to function in your life. And it also means to allow to become available. See, and surrendering, when we release something, it means that we're allowing to be available. Are you available for God? Now, we can sit here and say, yes, but when God begins to speak to you and tell you some things, when he tells you to leave your country, when he tells you to leave where you are, when he tells you to move south, when he tells you to quit that job, when he tells you to get to the next, whenever he says to you, Are we available? Do we surrender when God begins to speak to the next level? You see, some of us, I hear God saying that some of y'all should have already moved, but you haven't done it yet. God has been speaking to you for about 2.5 years that you should have already moved, but you're in a fixed position because you've lived there all your life. Oh, God, maybe speaking of Marvin Prevost. I don't know. But God is saying that I told you to move 2.5 years ago. I told you to do this thing already, but you've been in your fixed position so long that you refuse to move. And then you sit here and you say, well, I'm waiting on God. God already gave you the confirmation. He's already told you. He's already given you the vision. You've already seen it. But we are such in a fixed position that we don't surrender ourselves. We don't allow us to become available to move in that release. See, some of us, oh, God, we're even in relationships that we are just, oh, that we are not satisfied in. We are in friendships that just seem like there's constant just friction. And God has released you from that person. God has released you from that friendship, but you continue to go back. You continue to connect when God has already told you release that relationship, release that friendship, but we keep on going back. God is saying that there's some things that we have to, what we used to hold on to, God is saying that you can no longer hold to. That thing that you used to clamp to and you used to believe in and you used to hold and you used to believe and you used to love it dearly, God is saying that you have to release that thing now because I want to give you something greater. I want to release something greater in your life. But God is saying that you have to be removed from that fixed position. You have to be removed from that fixed position. I want to say that again. We have to be removed from that fixed position. My God. And so I want you to begin to ask God right now. Say, God, show me. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. To say, God, I want you to show me where I have a fixed position in that you want to take me out of. Say, God, show me where I fixed that you've tried to release me from, and I need to release and let go of so I can get to the next level. Begin to ask him right now. Begin to ask God, show me where I'm fixed at. Show me where I'm just stagnant in. Show me where I need to be removed from. Show me where I need to go to the next level from. Show me what I need to release. Show me what I need to let go of. Show me what I need to just to get out of my life. See, sometimes we hold on to relationships, and I've done it before in my life. I have held on to relationships thinking, friendships thinking they're going to get better. But when God has released you, they actually get worse because we keep on holding on to those relationships. Oh, God. So God is saying, be removed. I've said that 5 times. I just got to keep on saying it. To be removed from that fixed position. Fixed means that it is permanent. Fixed means that you've set it there so long that it can't be moved. But God says, I want to move you out of your fixed position. I want to release you from that thing. I want to release into your life the next level of anointing, the next level of glory, the next level of things that I want to do. See, last week, Paul was a persecutor. But this week, the next week, he was an encourager. See, last week, Saul was a deceiver. But this week, he tells the truth. Last week, he was a killer. But this week, he's speaking life. Last time, he was an atheist. But this week, he's a believer. Last time, he was a doubter. But now he's a promoter. Last time he was a hater, but now he loves. See, God is transforming us, releasing something into our life. So I want to speak into your life for about the next 2 minutes, and then we'll open it up for questions and answers. But I want to release into your life. I want to pray over each and every one of you, and I want to release some things into your life that God said to release. That God is wanting to release some next-level glory for 2018 into your life. God is saying that I have released this so that you can fully operate in 2018 the way that I called you to. He said, some of us, I tried to release you in 2017, but you was in a fixed position so long that you couldn't get out of it. And now you've carried that thing into 2018. You've carried that thing into this year. And you're still bound to something that God said, I released you from last year. So I'm going to speak into your life, and I release the calling that God has placed into your life. I release the gift that God has placed into your life. I release the purpose that God has released into your life. I release the destiny that God has released into your life. I release the healing, oh God, the healing in your life, the gift of healing I release into your life. That if you have the gift of healing, I release that gift into your life in the name of Jesus. The gift of the prophetic, I release into every prophet and every prophetess on this call. I release that gift into your life, that next level, that release. I release the gift of discernment into your life. I release the gift of help into your life. I release the gift of tongues into your life, the gift of interpretation of tongues into your life. I release the signs of God, the wonders of God, the miracles of God, that you can operate in those things in your ministry and in your life. I release the bishop in you. I release the apostle in you. I release the pastor in you. I release the teacher in you. I release the evangelist in you. I release the dreams in you, the dreamer. Oh, God. I release the dreamer in you in the name of Jesus. I release the visionary in you in the name of Jesus, the visions that you're supposed to see at this time. I release that gift into you. I release all the gifts of the Spirit that God has ordained for you to walk in. I release that into your life in the name of Jesus. In your life, I release marriage restoration in the name of Jesus, that your marriages will be restored. I release in the name of Jesus financial freedom for some of us, that we should already be walking in freedom. We should already be walking in surplus. I release the surplus in your life in the name of Jesus. I release restored relationships, restored marriages, oh God, restored love, restored joy. I release that joy back into your life. I release that growth back into your life. I release the happiness back into your life. I release the vision and the dreams again back into your life. Those things that God is calling you to, I'm releasing that back into your life now in the name of Jesus, by Jesus, through Jesus, because of Jesus. We release that thing into your life now in the name of Jesus. We rebuke the fixed position. We rebuke the mentality and the mind frame of a fixed position. My God, we rebuke that thing that has caused you to be, oh God, that has caused us to be religious, that has caused us to not grow, that has caused us to be stagnant. We rebuke that in the name of Jesus, that you are going to grow as of this day, that you're going to mature as of this day, that we're going to get to the next level as of this day. In the name of Jesus, we have released, Jesus has released this thing into your life as of tonight in the name of Jesus. So we're going to begin to walk in this thing, talk this thing, live this thing, speak this thing, act this thing out. We're going to fulfill what God has called you to do. Remember again, release means removed from a fixed position. I hope y'all wrote that word down. Removed from a fixed position. Oh, God. I feel that so strongly in my spirit. But I just hear that over and over and over again. Being removed from that fixed position. Being released to do what God has called us to do. Those gifts and those calling. I even release the living water to come forth out of your belly. In the name of Jesus, I release an anointing to come forth greater than ever before. In the name of Jesus, I'm releasing everything that God has placed in you in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you and we praise you now. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, glory to your name. Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God, glory to God.
Glory amen, to God. Amen. Any prayer requests? Any special requests, please dial 1 right now and get involved with Prophetic Release with Apostle Marvin Prevost right now. Area code 251, last 4, 4911. You're live on Prophetic Release with Apostle Marvin.
Hello, Pastor Marvin, Pastor E. This is Sister Shoshana Ellis out of Mobile, Alabama, daughter of Kimberly Holloway. I would like to God bless each and every spirit that is on this line. I would like to ask everyone to pray with me. The anointing that I am to receive my blessings, I'm receiving it before it gets to me. Because one thing about it, you have to believe, and you have to, in order to believe it and walk by faith, that's when you achieve it. Of course, you will have obstacles. So that's why I'm asking every spirit on this line to pray with me, because I'm going through some stumbling blocks through my transition. I ask God to deliver me from backsliding, from relapsing. I'm a recovery addict. I am trying my best, but I cannot do it alone. That's why I have joined, and I am now a covenant partner. I am now a faith woman of God. And I cannot hide, because once you hide, he will show. And so one thing about it, I like to shed light on everyone and let you know, if anyone is on this line and has a problem, just give it to God, because he will make it all better. In the name of Jesus, I just pray for everyone. And I want everyone to know I love you in the spirit of God, and God bless you all.
Amen, amen. God bless you, woman of God. We are in agreement, and we stand in the gap with the...
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Prophet, Apostle, Fivefold, Pastor Marvin, any comments from you?
Just keep on moving like you're doing now. Amen. It looks like that God has released you from a position, and he's taking you to another level, and he's taking you, and he's going to move in your life. And I believe that God is going to bless you greatly. And so one of the things that God has put in me to do, again, and people that have heard me teach and preach or whatever before, is that God has really spoke to me to release things into the people of God, and to call out those gifts and those callings out of the people of God. And so there's a gift in you that I speak forth, that it has to begin to come forth up out of you, and that God will begin to reveal to you what that gift is. And so God, show her what that gift is. Show her, make it come alive. Allow the fire of God to come forth out of her, God, and reveal to her
what
it is that you have called her to do. We call forth the fire to come up out of you in the name of Jesus, that anointing and that glory to come forth up out of you in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you, and amen, amen, amen. Thank you, God.
Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. God bless you, woman of God. Area code 251, I believe this is your mother. Last 46478, you're live on Prophetic Release with Apostle Marvin.
Hallelujah. Praise God. And I want to thank you, Apostle Marvin, because you're right on point. Pastor E, you know he right on point, because I had my breakthrough. I was in a fixed position for 2 years. I thought I was a sick man in that bed, but God was reconstructing me one-on-one, because I was not sick. He was getting me ready for when I turn back and come to him. He made everything all right, because I am a woman of God. I don't half-step with it. I love God. And that baby of mine, that child of mine, Shoshana, I want you to know that you are in that portion room. I've been put you in that portion room. And my God, look where you are right now, on this line with your mother. Hallelujah. I can't say too much, but I want you to call Pastor E, and I want you to lay it all out. Because you know what? Pastor E got this anointing. And I'm telling you, Pastor Marvin, you just gave me confirmation. I was questioning some things that my pastor at this church in Alabama said. He didn't believe in women being ministers. And I asked God to give me some confirmation because I wasn't in agreement with that. Okay? Oh, my God. He was right on time. That was my confirmation from my God because my Father was speaking to me. And I know when he's speaking to me. I might be going to a certain designation. I say when he say turn right, I turn right. If
Hallelujah.
To go another route, I take another route. I know when my God is speaking to me because I have had a breakthrough. And I am constantly growing in my Father. My relationship with God, can nobody come between that, okay? That is something I have in this world that no man can touch. Hallelujah. Nothing like living nothing like this life with Christ. He has taken all my worries away. He won't allow me to be sad. He does not allow me to worry. I claim perfect health. Anything that is not like God in me, I ask him to move it. And he did that. Oh, my goodness. What a
Thank
wonderful
you,
one. You hit it right on the head. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Because I have stayed in them 2 years. I was laying in bed and I wasn't even sick. And people might not understand it. But for 2 years straight, I laid in that bed. I got up, took a shower, put pajamas on, jumped right back in that bed every day. I didn't know what was going on. But I found out after God gave me my breakthrough. Because when he got done reconstructing me, he knows that I hear him when he speaks one-on-one. And I felt that was the most beautiful thing in my life because I thought I was going through a depression. But it was not that at all. My Father was getting me prepared, so when I turn around and come back to him, I will change my way of thinking. I change the way I walk. Everything about me is different. That old Kimberly, oh, he took that Kimberly, and he made her grow up to be a woman of Christ, okay? So this relationship, oh, my goodness, this relationship that I have with my God, he does not allow me to worry because I know that he has every situation under control. He will not let me down. He will not forsake me. He will not turn his back on me. And I tell you like this, I have 8 children. I have 8 different fathers, and I am not ashamed of it because God already knew it was going to be in the mix. But I ain't never loved a man the way I love God. My God. Okay. I have 17 beautiful grandchildren. I have 1 great-granddaughter. So God has really anointed and blessed me. I got my 2 grandbabies here in Alabama that I've been waiting on and praying on. See, God came through when he got ready. When he got ready, but I asked God, if it's God's will to bring me my grandson. I don't ask him for anything anymore, but unless I say, if it's God's will, Father, I don't want it if it's not God's will, because everything ain't good for you. But the way I view my God, it is all right, God is all right with me, because I am no longer insecure. I was carrying some weight on me. I was hurt in 2014. See, I turned to Pastor E. And Pastor E, he didn't even have to say anything, because I said, pray for me. And the first thing came to my mind, I was asking him to pray for my marriage and my husband. But I ended up asking God to change me. And that is what the whole point was, changing me, changing my way of thinking, fixing me. Don't fix the marriage, fix me, Jesus. And that's what he did. Glory, I got so many testimonies. You can write us a book or autobiography about how God been walking with me.
It's coming. Don't worry about it.
Yes. Oh, yeah, it's there.
Bless you, woman of God. Bless you so much. God bless you. God bless you. Fire. That fire that was shut up in your bones is being released in the name of Jesus.
Thank you. Yes, Jesus. You know it, Pastor Eddie. You know it. You know it. You know it. That's why I thank God for you, see, because you break it on down so that I can understand it. I thank God because he put you there for me again. See,
Amen.
Last thing, when we were so young, and then here we come back across path, and guess who going to bring me back on to Jesus? My friend Eddie. Hallelujah. I'm thank God for it.
God bless you, Kim. God bless you, Sue.
God bless you, too.
God bless you. God bless you.
I love you. Oh, Jesus.
Love you, too.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Yes, my God.
Area code 304. Last 40138. You're live on Prophetic Release with Apostle Marvin.
Yes, my name is Lucinda Nichols. Right now I'm in a nursing home, so I can't praise the Lord like I want to because we're in the quiet time, and we'll be there until 7 in the morning. But that message hit me really hard because I know that God has talked to me. He has given me the gift of healing. I've really been running from it, but each time I try to run from it, then something happens that I'd be the one having to have the healing done to. And right now, that's the reason I'm in a nursing home. I had to have the third surgery on my right knee, and now I'm here for rehabilitation. The third surgery, they had to totally rebuild my knee. And I got an immobilizer on it, which the 13th of March, I am supposed to go back to Morgantown to see if I will be released to start bending my knee and if I will be released to start putting weight on it. Oh, Lord.
Apostle Marvin.
My Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus. So, God, we just pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you would just touch, that you would just move, Father. And, God, we believe that you are a healer. We know that you are a way maker, Father. And so, God, we're asking you that you just touch and that you heal her in the name of Jesus, God. God, we ask that you be with her, encourage her. Let her know, God, that you will never leave her, that you will never forsake her, that you will always be there right with her, God, that you've always been her, God, and that you'll always be there right with her, Lord. And I ask you in the name of Jesus to just speak to her. Let her see visions and dreams like she used to do, God. Let her see those things that you have put in her spirit to do, Father. And let her know that time is not up yet, God, and that you have great things in store for her to do. And God, we pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, my sister.
Thank you.
Area code 470, last 40433. You are live on Prophetic Release with Apostle Marvin.
Well, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, my brother. God bless you, man. This is your brother, Prophet Woods, out of Atlanta, Georgia.
What's up?
What's going on, man? Hey, all I can say, man, is wow. The word, if I could run alongside my vehicle as I was driving, Apostle, I'm telling you, that fixed, oh, my God, that release and fixed, wow. All I can say is wow. Now, you're talking about prophetic. That was a prophetic word for the prophetic people. And for anybody who's prophetic who didn't hear about the release, oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I started thinking of sermons just on release. Sermons just think just on a fixed mind. There's so many people who got a fixed mind, which means it's their way of doing things without allowing God to move their mind into an elevation where the Holy Spirit can now take over. Because you know as well as I know, the Bible says, without the mind, I can't do anything. So people got a fixed mind, a fixed way of thinking, a fixed way of seeing. Oh, my God, you really transcended the word. And I just want to say, Apostle, continue in encouraging the people, continue in blessing the people, and continue to speak and declare God's word over his people, because I feel a release in the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And I feel prophetically that you was releasing people who were bound in chains, that their minds now can see something differently than what their body is trying to move out of. Ooh, mm-hmm. Good Jesus. God Almighty. Mm-hmm. Ekobo Shah. I'm Jesus. Sorry, but man. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, I thank you right now just for moving my mind to think higher than what I was thinking on yesterday. This word right here, move, oh, my God, glory. I'm going to just leave it right there. I can keep going and on. You know how prophets are. We love to talk. Amen. And we'll keep going and going. We're like energized batteries. We're just, as a matter of fact, energize everybody next to us. So, so thank you, sir. I gotta use, if you don't mind. I don't believe in stealing, but if you don't mind me using this word, because people need to hear, because what Paul went through, and you said something that I've always said too. You said when Paul heard the voice of God, with the voice of Jesus, he first said, "Lord, is that you?" And I'm trying to figure out. Wait a minute. How did Paul, which was Saul at the time, recognize a voice that he never heard before?
He never chased it.
Because he was a sinner. He was a killer. He killed. Yeah. He killed folk. But yes, how did he recognize? And then, hey, who is that? You, in so many words, and or who is that? And then Jesus said, "It is I, the one you've been persecuting."
Jesus.
Oh, my God. Apostle, praise
God
for
you. You see, you're going to start something
praise
here
God
because even though Paul was a
I'm
sinner
trying not
and persecutor, Saul was a man of God. He was a stickler for the word. Believe me, any of the statutes that were in the word of God, Paul went for what the letter said.
Yeah.
So believe me, I believe Saul encountered God because he only knew of God, not the Son.
That's right.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, y'all gonna start something up in here? Oh my God! Prophets in the house, fivefold is busting. What's going on?
And I could keep going on, but I know for the sake of time and for people who want to come on in and say something else. Apostle, I thank God for you. I thank God for your life. Thank God for what you stand for. Amen. And I'm telling you, the body of Christ need more believers. And you really hit something else when you said about the women pastors. There's so many people who don't believe in women pastors, but I'm the one with you. Look here, if God has called you to preach the word, then preach the word. But don't be fixed on what other folks think you should be doing, but be fixed on what God has called you to be. Oh God, let me go on mute. Good God Almighty, I'm about to shout the. I'm at work, Pastor E. I'm about to shout the house down up in here.
Hallelujah.
I'm going on mute.
Where, you know, see, you open
God
it up
bless your apostle.
Avenues
God
because
bless.
That's
God
the
bless
new covenant.
You. Thank you.
The new covenant is for all of us to know that God called us all. Not through brother, not through sister, not through any man, but because of Jesus, the high priest, the new covenant. We all have a right to the tree of life. We all have a right to walk. He's no respecter of person. Come on, get up now and get out the respect of people and get the respect of God.
Wow.
I tell you, I'll get you started up in here. Prophet Dwayne, we cannot wait until God releases you for your segment here on the Now Network. It's still in place, and we know God is moving in your direction to clear up all those areas, man. So God bless you, my brother.
Amen. God bless you, too. Yes, I would love for Apostle to one day sit in with me on the Prophet's Closet. That's the new one coming to the Now Network, the Prophet's Closet.
Amen. Yes, I will do that. Just let me know.
Yes,
look,
sir. We'll
already,
do.
Look, already at the table. Ooh, hallelujah. Bless you, man. Amen. That's our last caller. We want to definitely give you an opportunity, Apostle Marvin, Prophet Marvin, Fivefold Marvin, pastor, teacher, evangelist, Marvin, to give us those that information again. I know we have callers that are on our Let's Talk Jesus on Monday, but that leadership conference, all you got to do is call in and give your information, and this ministry, this dynamic team is praying for leadership. Only those that have been called, those that have stepped into the position, and we want to get that information out. Please share that.
Yes, sir. Again, it's every Monday night from 9:30 p.m. to 10:15 p.m. Eastern Time. So Pacific, that'll be from 6:30 to 7:15. And the dial number is 218-339-8918. Again, 218-339-8918. And the access code is 304-573-0339. 304-573-0339. You can go on our Facebook page. It's called Extreme Ministries International Fellowship. Go ahead and like the page, and we also put our events on there, of our prayer calls, and all the other things that we do through the fellowship. And so go on there and find us. It's called Extreme Ministries International Fellowship.
And if you have any questions, you can't find it, please link into me. I am connected with Pastor Marvin. Apostle Marvin and his wife, his dynamic teammate, that we can get you guys connected. So there's no excuses. Please reach out. Pray us out of here, man of God.
Yes. God, we thank you so much again for today. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your spirit, because this has been all about you, God. You have confirmed, you have moved us out of our fixed position, and you're moving us and releasing us into our next level of effectiveness in ministry. And so, God, we thank you and we praise you for this thing. In the name of Jesus, amen.
More love, more power, more of you in my life. All of my heart, I will worship you with all of my mind. I will worship you with all of my strength, for you are my Lord.
Oh, everybody. More power, more of you in my